Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
A promising teenage tennis player who fled Ukraine last year when Russia invaded now lives in New Hampshire. Todd Bookman reports the young player is finding her way in America through the sport she loves.
Let's go. Up. Nice.
During a flash of warm weather this winter, a circus of little kids runs around a tennis court. In the middle, Paulina Makarenko, 17 years old, conducting them with her racket.
Yes, good job. Next, guys.
Paulina is single-handedly improving the tennis games of an entire neighborhood of kids. The parents pay her a little money, donations really, to help support her own tennis. Her goal? To play college in America. So had you ever heard of New Hampshire?
Nope. Pretty good. Really good. I like, I love this era. Yeah, lots of trees. I see tree.
Paulina and her mom, Nina, have spent about 9 months now in Hampton Falls. They're staying in a home owned by a local church surrounded by woods. Like others who had to flee Ukraine, Paulina has a seared-in memory of the day of the invasion.
It's 4 o'clock. I wake up. I have a school day. It's a Thursday, February 24th. Wake up because a bomb.
They could hear shelling in the distance. She said her father grabbed their documents and they all went to stay with an aunt in another part of the city.
First day we wait. I don't know. Just wait. We not believe. Lots of rockets and it's really loud. This night we go to basement.
They spent the next 14 nights in the basement. After 2 weeks of shelling, Paulina and her mom made the decision to go to Poland. Her father, like other Ukrainian men, wasn't allowed to leave. They had limited time to pack. She grabbed what she could.
My clothes and my backpack. It's a tennis backpack.
So you brought your clothes and a tennis racket?
Yes. That's all.
After 3 months in Poland, Paulina and her mom were connected with an American who was willing to sponsor them. They were approved for what's called humanitarian parole, essentially a 2-year visa. In Hampton Falls, a small team of families, mostly connected with a church in town, got organized. They arranged their housing, coordinated all the paperwork, and managed donations. Katie McLaughlin is one of the helpers.
When they got here, there were a lot of tears and just a lot of emotional stuff to deal with. It was very hard.
Paulina enrolled at Winneconnet High School, where she's in her junior year. Her mom, Nina, started taking English classes and recently got part-time jobs at a local restaurant and Home Depot. They've settled here, in a way, which means that the thing that was central to the whole family before the war, Paulina's tennis, is back, front and center.
I think the first few times I saw you play tennis, you had a smile on your face that I hadn't really seen before.
Before COVID and then the invasion, Paulina was ranked in the top 50 for juniors in Ukraine. But here, she's starting from scratch. She doesn't have a ranking yet because she's only played in a few tournaments. Most teenagers hoping to play in college train year-round, 5-6 days a week. They work with a coach, they have hitting partners and a routine. Paulina is cobbling it all together.
Want to do some approach shots?
Katie reached out to everyone she could find in the local tennis community. Coaches responded by offering free or discounted lessons, including Chum Steele, who played in the U.S. Open and Wimbledon, and now gives instruction at a club in Northampton.
More spin. Say, just swing just as hard, but get more spin.
Tonight, Paulina is hitting with a 79-year-old member of the club, while Chum gives advice. He thinks she's good enough already, despite the upheaval of the past year, to play in college.
Tremendous ground strokes, tremendous power, and she needs lots of match play experience. That's the big thing that she's lost in the last couple of years.
To get that extra experience, she may skip the high school team in favor of private instruction and elite regional tournaments. But school is otherwise going well. Her English is rapidly improving. She's got friends. She's going to take driver's ed this fall. Her life is beginning to take root on the seacoast.
Right now is good. Good life I have. So I'm happy.
Very, very busy, Paulina, right?
Oh, yeah, busy. Busy, that's why I'm not crying. I'm so busy. Yeah.
Busy with her life, and soon reunited with her whole family. Paulina and Nina recently found out that Victor, their dad, husband, was granted permission to leave Ukraine. He's got some paperwork left to do, and then he's going to come join them in Hampton Falls. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Todd Bookman.